I don't want to make a sermon on that. I wanted a really open discussion, because we are in St. Mary's Fast, we thought just to exchange our opinions or point of views about the virtues of St. Mary. نبتدي كده one by one. Say the virtue. How did she fulfill it? And how can we apply it for ourselves? And this is, just in a minute, the aim of the sermon, or the aim of reading the Bible, or the aim of prayer, or the aim of reading spiritual books. Number one, it's not a goal in itself. Nothing of these is a goal in itself. You understand? Nothing. We don't pray because we have a card and on my name, and the angel will say, yeah, bless you. Prayed the prime today, tick, for example. No, never, never. That's why we call it spiritual practices, not spiritual goals. Spiritual practices, not a spiritual goal. Good morning. No. You sleeper can have a baby in the Knesset, but you were the one. So any of these practices is an aim in itself, leads me to a goal. What's the goal? There is one goal of all these spiritual practices. Just one goal.
Eternal life.
What is the goal of all these practices, or virtues, or fruits of the Spirit, or whatever? What is the main goal? Relationship with God. Our Lord Jesus Christ said it in John 6. He said, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will abide in me, and I, this is the goal. The goal of what anything we do in the church, anything we do at home, anything we do with ourselves, is one goal: to abide in him and he in me. Bas. And this is the eternal life, you're blessed. The eternal life is not just we are waiting to go to heavens to live an eternal life. We already started our eternal life. No one of us will die. No one of us will die. No death for your servants, but a departure. So what happens that we'll depart from a place to another, but we still, like for me, you were born here, but for me, I moved from Egypt to Canada, from place to place. We will move from heaven, from earth to heaven, or from this life to an eternal, really eternal life. But we start our eternal life here. This is a very important point. That's why if I pray under this concept, or fast, or repent, or confess, for receive the Holy Communion, read the Bible, read spiritual book, make sermons, listen to sermons, all of that, serving in the Sunday school, be served in my class, all of these have just one goal, to abide in him and he in me. If I don't reach this goal, sorry to say, then all these practices will be nonsense to me, or not sufficient to me, to be any more optimistic. Yani, not sufficient to me. It's like a person who does not study in a right way, and then he will not make the exam in a good way. He will not pass in the exam. You understand? Huh? You are with me? Well, sleepy shway. Let us start as an example from St. Mary's, because she is our model. St. Mary for us is above the angels, above the vultures, above the heavenly hosts. That's why we put her icon in the first place at the right hand of the Lord. Always, St. Mary is at the right hand of the Lord. She is the queen who stands at the right hand of the Lord. This is what St. Who said that? Who said that? Who said that the queen is standing at the right hand of the Lord, of the king? Who said that in the Bible? Shamamsa, Shadimat, Shabbat, and he said, who said that the queen is standing at the right hand of the king? Huh? David, the prophet and the king. One of his prophecies, one of the Psalms, Psalm in the third hour or the terce hour. He said that the queen stood at the right hand of the king. Yal. What are the virtues you think that the mother of God lived with? Purity. Very good. Purity. What else? يعني احنا هنقولهم كلهم وبعدين try to put them consequently وبعدين study. يعني discuss. Purity. يا ليل. Very good. Humility, humbleness. Yeah, humility or humbleness.
Love.
Service.
Obedience.
Obedience.
Faithfulness.
Yeah. بس في نقطة مهمة كلكم نسيتوها. It's the first point in her life. Huh? Obedience? Hello. أول حاجة قالها اللي جنبك. إذا ما سمعتوش. Life of prayer. The first virtue, if we can call it virtue, was the life of prayer. Her life was a life of prayer. Right? How can we describe that? Life of prayer. How long did she live in the temple? 12 years. Between 12 and 11, could be 11 years, she was admitted to the Heikel, to the temple, when she was 3 years old. According to the law of Moses, any child was vowed to the Heikel by his parents or her parents must be admitted at the age of 3. Why? Huh? لا سعلي صوتك. يعني في سن كده around 3 للchild بيحصل حاجة. ونورمالي هما when the child is born, when the baby is born, they nourish him, the mother nourishes him with milk. مش كده؟ وبعدين يفضل ياخد milk وبعدين soft food وبعدين until is بيسموه يتفتم بس ما عرفش بالانجليزي ايه بقى. يتفتم means becomes able to eat anything and everything. And before that, he could not be admitted to the Heikel because no one would take care of him in the temple. That's why at the age of 3, he or she becomes independent in eating, drinking, sleeping, and speaking. بيسموها الفطامة. يتفتم means يعني to move from يعني نسميها babyhood to childhood. حاجة كده. So she was three years old when she was admitted to the temple. And she lived about 12 years in the Heikel. Imagine a child lives in a small room with other children, of course, Taman, because the Heikel was not like a restaurant, like a hotel, having luxurious rooms or whatever they call it. No, it was rooms, simple rooms around the Heikel. Every room takes 6-8 children, whatever. Imagine what was her life. What did she start with? There was a program in the Heikel for the vowed children to learn. Number one, to memorize the scriptures. Memorize the scriptures. Not only to listen or to read, but memorize, starting of the Psalms of David. So when she was 3 years old, she started to learn the scriptures and to memorize parts from the scriptures. And it was very clear when she went to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth announced that she was the mother of God, she praised the Lord. And in the praise, you find clearly that she studied very well the scriptures. And this is number one. That's why we read the Bible. We try to memorize as much as we can from the Psalms of David or parts of the Bible. Not to take voucher from Tim Horton or vouchers from اسمه بتاع المول اللي هنا المول اللي هنا اسمه بيشور. No, not for that, but because it's very essential for us to learn the word of God. This is number one. Life of prayer. Life of prayer starts with living, reading, and memorizing the Bible and try to live it. Question. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? To get closer to God. To come? Conversation with God. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? ما احنا قلناها. مش احنا قلناها. مش احنا قلنا any spiritual practice goal, and this goal is to abide in him and he in me. طب another question. Do we pray to love God? Or we love God and pray. Do we pray to love God? Or we love God, then we pray. Which is first? We love God and then we pray. Who says that? Who said, as Bishoy said, we love God? And then we pray. Who agrees? One, two, three, five. The other opinion, we pray to love God. Who agrees with we pray to love God? إذا ما فيش حد بقى لا ده ولا ده هي either or. There is no third part. Nah.
I think
look both ways later. هنشرحها. We explain it. But in the beginning, I ask, do we love God and then we pray, or we pray to love God? We pray to love God. Second opinion, yani. Bishoy, I, we love God, and then we pray. مش كده؟ والباقي بيقولوا إيه؟ We pray, and then we love God. Who agrees of the second opinion? We pray, and then we love God. You pray, and then you love God, or you love God to pray? لا, مش both. What's first? We love God first, and then we pray. And the more we pray, the more the love grows. And this is what I that. عشان كده هقولكوا حاجة. هقولكوا حاجة. ما عرفش طبعا إذا كان عملوا كده يعني your parents ولا لا. What is the first verse in the Bible we learn when we were children? لا 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 verse shortest verse God is love. Why do our parents teach us this verse? Is this because it's the shortest verse? No, but because it is the most important verse. God is love. عشان كده زمان ما نعمل اي كونتست كده في الفيرسز قولوا اي لاف This is what you know. Plus, plus. You know what? God is love. It's the key. Key to the heart of God. And key to us also to open his heart. And open our heart to him. God is love. That's why if we pray because we love God. What is the difference? عشان كده بص يا ليلى. هقول حاجة. What is better? Do I pray to feel the love of God? Or I pray because I love him and want to express this love practically, to show this love practically. For example, I have a friend, close friend, best friend. Always I want to call him. Always I want to speak to him. Always I want to go out with him. Always I want to exchange experience with him. Not only experience, but my life. My best friend. Best friend. I don't cover anything from him or her. I have a best friend. I love him as a best friend. One step more, one step above, husband and wife, or fiancé and fiancée, the same love here. They love each other. They want to be with each other all time. They do not hide anything from each other. Because this is out of love. مهم أوي يا أولاد الحتم. Very important this point. Please love God and then do everything. Love God and then do everything. If I love him really, I will not have lukewarmness in my prayer. I will not be lazy in my fasting. I will not بيسموها ايه bargain in the way and the days of fasting at all. It's not a matter of negotiation. It's a matter of love. I pray because I love him. What's your question, Eli? علي صوتك عشان كلهم يبقوا معانا. استنى نجيب ميكروفون عشان نسمع. طيب اللي يتكلم يتكلم في الميكروفون عشان كلنا نسمع, عشان اللي نايمه جنبك دي مريم تسع.
I'm saying in that like God so much.
مين اللي نايمه جنبك يا مريم دي؟
Is that Monica?
مين اللي نايمه جنبك ومضطي شعره؟
I'm saying that like God did so much for us. You know, he died for us. And he's always involved in our life, so we should like through his grace for us, that we should love him automatically back, and then with that love we serve and we pray and all that.
Okay, so let's say you know someone, okay, someone is in your life who's always doing favors for you, but you're not close to this person, you don't have a relationship with this person. Do you love this person? You have, here's what you do. You build a relationship with this person. You know the person. And he's part of your life. And then you love him. Right?
Yeah.
So it's as if prayer is that that relationship.
But the issue here is that we start our love to God. Yani I give the example of close friend and best friend and also the marriage life and to just to explain. But for God, it starts with the first moment of our birth here, of our coming to the earth, to the world here. It starts, and as soon as we recognize things, they teach us that God loves me. And then, you know, because we say God is love. I stood here. Taman. But we pray because we love him, but we do not pray because بس انا question. طب هقول لك بس طب انا هقول لك Do you recognize that you love your parents more than anyone else? Who teaches? لا. When you are born, when you are 2, 3, 1 year, 1 month, you know what? The babe shows his love to his mother. He smells hair. It's something in his nature. Because I was born from his spirit, breathed in me. It's something not to learn, but comes with my birth. And the babe can differentiate between his mother and anyone else in the whole world. Right? صح ولا لا؟ Even from the first moment of his birth, he knows his mother first by smell and then by touch. And he cries until she takes him in her bosom. Right? He feels safety. Who taught him that? No one. It's a sign of love. It's a sign of love. He cannot express by tongue, but he expressed by motion, by feeling. This is with God. So we are born, Amina.
The mother touched him as well.
Taban. But the superficial, when we grow, I say, my point is, not a wahda bas. I do not pray out of duty. I pray out of love. This is the point and I want to reach with you. Fimt?
I love.
Exactly. Bas. This is the point I wanted you to reach. I do not pray because I must pray, or I should pray, or if I don't pray, God will hurt me, or at least if I do not pray, he will not take care of me. Never. Ida? طبعاً. كل practices. بالضبط كده. Bravo, Yaram. All in this point, love covering everything, not only the prayer. And when we reach that, we will be sons, not slaves. We will be his children, not just his servants or slaves. Not a relationship between master and slaves, between father and children, out of love. Sami, can I see you? خلاص ايه ده ما كانش في حاجه دلوقتي يعني كل اللي انت عايز تقوله اتقال يعني طيب يبقى اول حاجه بص يا اولاد اول حاجه which is very important ان احنا any practice in the church its goal is love. Its goal is to abide in God and God in me. And abide in him and he in me. It's a love, relationship of love. Not just a person who obey the commandments or the orders of the master and then he will be rewarded. لا. Not out of this concept. Are you, Andrew? إيه؟ مش عايز يشتغل؟ لا يشتغل. اشتغل بس. اشتغل.
Check. Okay. I just wanted to say, I think too much in our spiritual life when we want to get closer to God, we worry about the how too much. Like,
exactly.
How should I get closer to God? And we think it's like steps, you know, like, okay, if I do this and I do this and I do this, then I'm closer to God, then I get closer to God. But I think if we have the right desire and the right love and the right attitude, then the how becomes irrelevant and the how just follows naturally and then we become closer to God.
Very easy. Very easy. How here will be natural. Yani, you do not need protocol to speak to your father or mother. You do not need to have steps to speak to your father or your mother. No. Hi, Dad. I want so. Mom, please. I'm gonna... God, I love you. God, I want to be with you. God, show me really your love to me. This is the real prayer. That's why in the Agbaya, we learn how to integrate this love, how to spread this love, how to live this love. فالprayer هنا, الprayer هنا, والfasting, we're giving alms, service, anything out of love. يبقى, number one كان الايه, الprayer. Number one, can I pray? And I ask myself, how often do I pray? No. Delete often. How do I pray? مش how often do I pray? لا. الأول, how do I pray? How do I pray? I pray, زي ما قال كده أندرو, naturally. خلاص. Out of love. I don't need anything to pray. And let every one of you, as of this night, have this in his mind. Asking himself, how do I pray? How do I pray? And then, why do I pray? And then, how often do I pray? How? Out of love. Why? Because I want to express this love. How long? How often? It's a matter of love. Depends on how the capacity of my heart, the size of my heart. There are people who want to pray day and night. They are with their beloved God day and night in the car, in the class, at home, in the church, in the streets, in the mall, God is with him or with me all time. I see him through everything around me. This is the very important virtue that the mother of God lived in. God was with her all time because she was feeling his presence all the time. Prayer. We command. نمنا. نقول ترتيلة. نقول ترتيلة عشان احنا التايم ده بيبقى very difficult time لأن بيبتدي بقى الواحد الاكسايتمنت بتاع الليلة بيكون راح شوية فنقول ترتيل. طب أنا أقول لكم حاجة، عندي فكرة. Saturday prayer, Saturday praise, and from Monday to Saturday praise differs from Sunday prayer. Do you know what the difference? Do you know the midnight praise? Praise. What is the difference? Nam? Every day has a psali and the theotokia. Every day. But in the praise, every day from Monday to Saturday, we just start with the first canetical, the first hose. And then we jump to a part of Sunday psali. Min awal, now Lord. The gospel, the short gospel of Simeon the elder. You release your servant in peace because my eyes have seen your salvation. And then we pray or we sing part of the Sunday praise until Shirene Maria. The mother of Adam, Shirene Maria, the rejoice of Eve, and. But then we come back to the second host and continue. Ipsali with theotokia بتاعت الدي. فأنتم النهاردة عملتوا كله بقى من أوله لآخره. Which is not, it's not very good يعني. بس نقول الإبسالية بتاعت يوم السبت. عندك إبسالية السبت فين مايكل. مايكل دخل ينام. عندك إبسالية السبت. Saturday. عندك ما عندكوش ال موجودة هنا؟ طب هاتها يا أمي. يعني حد يجيبها ولا ايوه ايوه لا اللي فوقيه نو بيفور ذا ارجع تاني السبت يا حبيبي عشان انت جبتها اوريدي ايوه اللي فوق هترجع تاني من ده هي دي. This is the Ipsali of Saturday, and the melody differs from the Ipsali of Sunday. Ipsali of Sunday بتقول إيه؟ This is Saturday. This is what we call Watos. عارفين يعني إيه واتوس؟ بيفاتوس. بيفاتوس يعني ايه؟ The burning bush اسمها بيفاتوس، اللي هي العليقة، burning bush. And بيفاتوس is the first word in the Thursday. Thursday praise. عشان كده they called Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday pivotos. عشان جاي الخميس في النص, the first word is pivotos. فبيسموها the 4 days of Watos. Sunday, Monday and Tuesday we call Adam. Adam coming from Adam. Adam, Adam is the first word in the praise of Monday. For Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Monday, Adam. Adam. فهنا 3 days Adam and 4 days a Watos. Saturday Watos. هبتدي لكم أول واحدة وانت تقولوا بقى بالإنجليزي. نقف بقى عشان نصحى. افتي ام بونو فن نفسي كين جبرف من ام بكران ثوف بشويسي صوت بخريستوس بسوتين توز وني فنس اسمو ايرو ناني في اوين ما ابكاهي بشويسي صوت بخريستوس بسوتين For you alone are worthy to be blessed, O Lord Jesus Christ, my... No, sorry. For you alone are worthy to be blessed, O my Lord Jesus Christ. My good truly you are worthy for the glory and the honor of my Lord Jesus Christ. My good you're all the tribes of the earth praise your holy name.
O Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior.
Sixth one, John, you have changed into choice wine. O my Lord Jesus Christ. Seven times every day I will praise your holy name, O my Lord Jesus Christ. With delight we praise you, all of us, your people, O my Lord Jesus Christ. Beauty of your holy name is on the mouth of your saints. From morning to I will praise your holy name. With every breath that I take, I will praise your holy name, O my Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, all the sin removed from our souls, oh my Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, all the thoughts of the enemy, may they be cast away from me, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. My good Savior, every breath praises you, as said by the prophet.
Oh my Lord Jesus,
my good Savior, you are above all principalities, on the King of Kings, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. Yours is the glory with your Father and the Holy Spirit, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. Your name is blessed and sweet in the mouth of your saints, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. My good Savior, my mouth praises you, and my tongue glorifies you, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, indeed, we praise you. Yes, indeed, we glorify you, my Lord Jesus Christ. My good Savior, we will never get weary, nor cease to praise you, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. All the praises of blessings we send up to you, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. Yours is the glory, the honor and thanksgiving, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. My good Savior, holy, oh Lord, holy, you are holy indeed, oh my God, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. Every soul praises you, every knee bows to you, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. My good Savior, all name full of glory, all name full of blessings, oh my Lord, my good Savior, forever and ever we will not cease to praise you, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. My good Savior, yours is the blessings, the glory and the honor. Good Savior, with blessings we bless you, with glory we glorify you, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. My good Savior, as long as we live, we'll pray. with you. As long as we are here, we'll glorify you, oh my Lord, Jesus Christ, my good Savior. The perfection of all blessings is in your holy name, oh my Lord, my good Savior. And whenever see our prayers, we are the sinners, oh my Lord Jesus Christ, my good, grant us the joy of peace and forgive us our sins, oh my Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior. This is the Psali of Saturday, and then the Theotokia. The Psali always had the refrain, Jesus Christ, oh my Lord Jesus Christ. All the Psalis for the 7 days. The Theotokia is Theotokos, praise or hymn for the Mother of God. That is what we call, that's why we call it Theotokia. And the Theotokia has a refrain taman every 2 or 3 parts, as we'll see for the Theotokia that Saturday. Saturday بتقول ايه؟ الشب انشان نرم سالين مارن غسقن او انلو جيبن شوي سيدل بخريستوس اري او ناي نم نبسيكي دوك سابتري Ti atole ben simne oeth o abchen hovni veti etas inin anem efnoti ftale yot ejenese eg voi the whole creation rejoice with you saying Hail to you, O full of grace, hail to you. Nerma karizin entemet nishti oti parthenos en savi, tentinem bisheretes mos nem abriil pi ange, elos, because of. Hail to you, O full of grace. Hos man shelet nantaku, api ebnem mas'u av e'igu, gomen devi eti chosi esna erchi bi'ru mare. You born the true word, the Son of the Father, came and saved us from hell to you, O full of grace, hell to you. You are the race and descendant of David, you born to us, our Savior Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, before all ages, he abandoned himself and he took flesh from you as a servant. Our salvation, hail to you, O full of grace. became the second heaven on earth. All that theater calls for a shown to us from you, the Son of Righteousness. You were born him according to your promise. Hail to you, O full of grace. Hail to you, as found grace. Hail to you, O heaven. That home which is called the Holy of Holies, which contains the golden shrine in which there is the covenant and the golden vessel with the hidden manna. It is a symbol to the Son of God who came and dwelt in Virgin Mary, the unblemished, and took flesh form. She gave birth to him, to the world, with the divine unity, without separation, for he is the King of glory, came and saved us. The paradise rejoices for the coming of the Word, Son of the Father, the Eternal, to save us from our sins. Hail to you, O full of grace. Hail to you, as found grace. Hail to you, as given to Christ. You are called the Mother of God, the true King, and after you delivered him, you mysteriously remained virgin. Emmanuel, whom you gave birth to, he reserved you from defilement and sealed you virginity. And to you, you are said to be like the ladder that Jacob sent ascending to heaven, and the fear God on it. Hail to the one within whom the incomprehensible and the virginity is seen. You became our intercessor before God, our Savior, who incarnate from you for our salvation. Hail to you, full of grace. Hail to you. He is the Lord, has come forth from you, the blessed and perfect, to save his creation according to his mercy. We praise and glorify him, don't take him as a good and philanthropic one, and mercy on us according to your great mercy. Mercy, hail to you, O full of grace. Hail the last part, the Lord is with you. This is the conclusion of the Theotokia. But then, هير بقى في very very good chant هقوله لكم أول ما هقولها تفتكروا شيء
upon us, rejoice, O forlorn, grant a few lamps and which the fire of divinity rejoice, O you, the hope of all of the world, because of you. Also, because of you, we became the temple of the Holy Spirit, who became on you and sanctified you. Hail to whom Gabriel pronounced, saying, hail to you, full of grace, God is with you, for God's pleasure is in your pregnancy, and the apparition of the Son was in your womb. The Lord is for you. Spirit and your body, O Mary, that say unto God, for this we also celebrate the joy and prophetic feast, proclaim it with King David, saying, God, I am, O Lord, your praise of rest, and your holy temple. We ask you to remember us, O our trusted advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Hail to the full of the grace, defile the doom which is in the man. May the treasure of righteousness hail to the mother of the incarnate by his own will and the pleasure of his Father and the Holy Spirit. Hail to the full of grace, the spiritual table, which gives life to all who eats from it. And I start praising with my tongue and proclaiming the honor of this virgin and their praise. We glorify when Elizabeth, your cousin, saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Hail to you, O Virgin, the very and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who gave birth to Emmanuel. For each of the pivotos or Adam, we have conclusion. دي اللي بيسموها conclusion. في بتاعة الأدم is different from this one. دي يا ربنا يسوع المسيح ل our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ who carries the sin of the world. دي بنقولها برضو at the conclusion of the praise. دي الconclusion بتاعت praise. بعدها على طول بنقول أمين كرياليسون وبعدين prime prayer وبعدين doxology of the morning. دي ما بتقولوهاش بقى خالص. Doxology of the morning دي هتشوفوها دلوقتي لذيذة أو نقول مع بعض. Our Lord Jesus Christ who carried the sin of the world, count us with your sheep who shall stand upon your right.
And in your second coming, also the full of glory,
may we never hear it. I know he knows. معلش عشان اللي لسه مش في الانجليزي نقول واحد عربي واحد انجليزي عشان بل فلنستحق لسماع الصوت الممتلئ فرحا الذي لرأفتك يصرخ قائلا
أنزلني
يأتي الشهداء حاملين عذابتهم ويأتي الصديقون حاملين فضائلهم. أيها المسيح كلمات الآب الإله الواحد أعطينا سلاما هذا المملوء من كل فرح. سلام أنا الذي أخذته من أبي، أنا أترك معكم من الآن وإلى الأبد. المرضى اشفيهم، الذين رقدوا يا رب نيحهم، واخوتنا الذين في كل شدة يا رب أعنا وإياهم. If his marauding yet, if she in them no might, oh, empty to me, yes, can't want and we exalt you, Mother, the true light. Amen, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Ya Allah, irhamna. God's word, we pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil, Christ. Amen.